Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited Q2 FY25 results conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agrawal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleagues, Mr. Sushil Mehrotra, CFO, Mr. Akshat Kapoor, COO, and Mr. Vineet Gupta, VP Finance. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Mehrotra, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Sushil.
Thank you. Hi, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to all at the Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As you all might be aware, the quarter in general has not been good for the industry, but I'm happy to inform you that the company has started its sugar season 24-25 on 7th of November 2024 at both the units, Dhampur and Rajpura. Moreover, the central government has lifted restrictions on the production of ethanol from sugarcane juice, syrup, and B-heavy molasses on 29th August 2024. This will facilitate improved planning in sugar and ethanol operations of the company, thereby allowing optimization of product mix based on market dynamics during forthcoming season. This is expected to result in positive financial outcome. The company plans to use sugarcane juice and syrup for ethanol production during season 2024-25, in addition to molasses, as also to use maize in order to maximize capacity utilization in season and to store molasses for off-season operations. This way, we'll be able to drive maximum value from every stick of the cane crushed, as also to sweat the plant during the off-season also. During the quarter, the distillery and ethyl acetate plants were operational, and off-season maintenance was carried out at both the sugar plants to make them ready for season 24-25. Now, coming to financial performance, revenue from operations for the quarter ended September 24 stands at 580.4 crores versus 580.3 crores. This was mainly on account of lower ethanol sales volume as compared to last year's same quarter. In this quarter, ethanol sales was 93.17 lakh liters, as against 341.51 lakh liters in the comparable quarter last year, nearly 73% lower. This was caused by multiple factors. First, lower availability of cane in the previous season due to flooding and extended monsoon. Second, restricted availability of molasses for ethanol production due to lower cane crush. Third, lower inventory of molasses brought forward from the season due to restriction on use of sugarcane juice, syrup, and B-heavy molasses due to the government order. Sugar sale in this quarter was 0.71 lakh tons as against 0.41 lakh tons in the comparable quarter last year, an increase of 73%. This, combined with improved sales realization, which was 38,163 per ton in this quarter, as against rupees 37,570 per ton in the corresponding quarter last year, an increase of about 2%, has resulted in reduced loss in the sugar business. Consequent mainly to lower ethanol sales, EBITDA in this quarter is at rupees 5.1 crore versus 26.3 crore. PBT is negative 20.2 crore versus profit of 6.5 crore, and cash profit is negative 7.4 crore versus profit of 18.2 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year. Sugar inventory is 0.66 lakh tons as on 30th September 2024, and this is valued at rupees 34,861 per ton, as against 0.08 lakh tons as on 30th September 2023. Total production of ethanol during the quarter from all feedstocks was 93.43 lakh liters, out of which 85.49 lakh liters was produced from maize, which is 92% of the total production. Production last year in comparable quarter was 302.26 lakh liters, including 38.06 lakh liters from maize and 264.19 lakh liters from B heavy molasses. Total sale of ethanol during the quarter from all feedstocks is 93.17 lakh liters, including 85.84 lakh liters from maize. Again, 92% of total sale versus 341.51 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter last year. Production and sale of ethyl acetate was 83.07 lakh kg and 81.2 lakh kg versus 89.25 lakh kg and 90.21 lakh kg respectively as compared to corresponding quarter of last year. Production of potable spirits during the quarter has increased to 7.16 lakh cases from 5.69 lakh cases in the comparable quarter, and sale has increased to 6.95 lakh cases from 5.65 lakh cases in the corresponding quarter of last year. This increase is largely due to additional production from new Tetra Pak machine commissioned in April 2024. Our revenue from sugar business in this quarter is 279.4 crore rupees as against rupees 225.4 crore, higher by about 24%. Revenue from power business is at rupees 15.0 crore, more or less same as last year comparable quarter, which was rupees 15.4 crore. Revenue from ethanol business has seen a sharp decline to rupees 78.5 crores versus rupees 222.4 crore, a drop of nearly 65% for the reasons already discussed earlier. Revenue from chemicals business is 57.3 crore versus 71.9 crore and revenue from potable spirits is rupees 173.7 crore versus 137.5 crore in the comparable quarter. During the quarter, loss in sugar business has reduced to rupees 4.1 crore from rupees 20.6 crore in the comparable quarter last year. Loss in power business is rupees 4.9 crore as against profit of 0.1 crore. This is attributable to early closure of sugar season and consequent reduced operation of power plant. Loss in ethanol business is rupees 0.6 crore versus profit of rupees 38.2 crore. Again, due to ban on use of syrup and B heavy molasses, as also lower cane crush during season, resulting in significantly lower volumes. Loss in chemicals business is rupees 0.2 crore versus profit of rupees 3.5 crore. Profit from potable spirits is rupees 3.2 crore versus rupees 1.9 crore in the comparable quarter. Revenue from operations for the period ended September 24 stands at rupees 1,258.3 crore versus rupees 1,494.9 crore. EBITDA is at rupees 36.1 crore versus rupees 121.8 crore. PBT is negative 18.2 crore versus rupees 74.3 crore. And cash profit is rupees 7.7 crore versus rupees 87.6 crore in the corresponding period last year. This decline in profit is attributable to the reasons explained a few minutes back. Coming to business-wide performance during the 6 months period ended September 24, average sugar realization in this period has been 38,586 per ton as against rupees 36,683 per ton in the corresponding period last year, higher by about 5% approximately. Total production of ethanol during the period from all feedstocks is 213.98 lakh liters, including 171.82 lakh liters from maize, which is 80% of total production. As against that, in the same period last year, we produced 637.56 lakh liters of ethanol, including 38.06 lakh liters from maize, 387.98 lakh liters from B-heavy molasses, and 211.52 lakh liters from syrup. Total sale of ethanol during the period from all feedstocks is 238.29 lakh liters, including 184.92 lakh liters of ethanol produced from maize, that is 78% of total sales, versus 698.96 lakh liters in the corresponding period last year. Production and sale of ethyl acetate has been 175.83 lakh kg and 176.22 lakh kg versus 191.1 lakh and 191.99 lakh kg respectively as compared to corresponding period last year. Production of potable spirits during the period has increased to 15.22 lakh cases from 11.9 lakh cases in the comparable period, and sale has increased to 14.82 lakh cases from 11.6 lakh cases in the corresponding period last year. This is mainly on account of commissioning of new Tetra Pak machine. Our revenue from sugar business is rupees 607.1 crore as against rupees 806.9 crore. From power business is rupees 229.9 crore as against rupees 62.2 crore. From ethanol business it is rupees 189.3 crore versus rupees 460.7 crore. Revenue from chemical business is rupees 125.1 crore versus 152.9 crore. And revenue from potable spirits is rupees 364.7 crore versus 280.5 crore in the comparable period. Our profit from sugar business is rupees 10.8 crore as against rupees 6.4 crore. From power business is negative 3.9 crore as against rupees 16.1 crore. From ethanol business is 4.2 crore versus 77.3 crore. From chemical business is 0.5 crore versus 10.7 crore. And from potable spirits it is 6.1 crore versus 2.9 crore in the comparable period. Coming to consolidated numbers, revenue from operations during the quarter stood at 580.7 crore versus rupees 582.2 crore. EBITDA is at rupees 5.2 crore versus rupees 27.3 crore. PBT is negative rupees 20.1 crore versus profit of 7.5 crore. PAT is negative 13.4 crore versus profit of 5.4 crore. During the period ended September 24, consolidated revenue from operations stands as 1,258.9 crore versus rupees 1,497.3 crore. EBITDA is at 36.5 crore versus rupees 123 crore. PBT is negative 17.8 crore versus profit of 75.5 crore. And PAT is negative 11.8 crore versus profit of 50.8 crore. And cash profit is 8.1 crore versus rupees 88.9 crore in the corresponding period of last year. The company has repaid long-term debt of rupees 24.18 crore during the quarter and 44.16 crore in half year ended September 24. These are the significant operating and financial numbers for the quarter and half year. Thank you once again for joining us on this conference call. We'll be delighted to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one now. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on your touchtone phone now. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. As there are no questions from the participants, I would hand over the conference to Mr. Mehrotra for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
On behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited, we would like to once again thank you all for taking time out for this conference call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us either by phone or email. You can also visit our website www.dhampursugar.com and post any queries that you may have. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.